All right. Well, welcome back to the Bristol Bay High School gym once again here in Naknek, where we have the third game of the day in the 2018 Sockeye Classic, 23rd annual Sockeye Classic. The folks down in King Cove and Sandpoint have had a good day here so far. The King Cove boys and the Sandpoint boys both won convincingly here in the game so far this morning, this afternoon. And now we've got the King Cove rookies. Put down King Salmon rookies. King Cove rookies. The girls team taking on the Manicotic Lynx girls team. I'll give you the starting lineups here real quick for the King Cove rookies, coached by Gary Lamar. They have a 4-0 record coming into the game. Their starters will be Julia Duarte, Sadie Newman, Elaine Mack, Emily Brandle, and Monica Yetchmanev. And forgive me in advance if I mispronounce any of these names. Doing the best I can here. And then for the Manicotic Lynx, they have a 3-2 record, coached by Ponta Paul. And starters for the Manicotic Lynx are Kiana Nick, Kimberly Bloco, Keisha Paul, Vanessa George, and Andrea Jordan. Coming off the bench for King Cove will be Rayetta Kuzakan, Christine Eichley, and Kiana Utek. And for the Manicotic team coming off the bench, Kyla Gloco, Patricia Gloco, Brenna Nick, and Agya Ichuk. So both teams have been out warming up, and we're just about ready to go. As I mentioned there, the King Cove rookies have a 4-0 record, Manicotic 3-2. So both teams have had a good beginning to their season, and this ought to be a pretty good matchup once again. Interesting game that we just had there with the Fort Allsworth, Canadian Lynx, and the Sandpoint Eagles. That boys game all tied up at the end of the first quarter and tied up with just about a minute left in the second quarter. And from there on out, Sandpoint won the, scored about 40 more points than Fort Allsworth did. They really poured it on there in the second half. Ended up winning that game by 32 points. Well, we're just about ready to go here. The King Cove rookies, the girls team, taking on the Manicotic Lynx. Jumping center, looks like for King Cove there, looks like Julia Duarte. And for Manicotic, can't quite see the number. The referee is in the way. I just remembered here, Manicotic, they have these kind of jerseys where you can't see the number on the front. They're only on the back, so it makes it a bit of a challenge. Manicotic has the ball first. After the opening tip-off, they'll run their offense against a tight man-to-man defense by the rookies. We are underway here. First game of the tournament for these girls. There's a nice drive down the lane. Shot missed by Manicotic. King Cove comes the other way. Long three-pointer, number 14, is up and in. And that is Emily Brandle. Three-pointer, 3-0. King Cove off to the early lead. On the way down the floor, Keisha Paul has the ball slip out of her hand as she was trying to make a long pass, and it rolled off of her hand and out of bounds. And so King Cove will have the ball once again. On dribble out front. King Cove, Elaine Mack gets it inside to Duarte, who drives, misses. Now on the other end, long pass ahead, layup, up, miss. But fouled. Kimberly Gloco went up for the layup with her left hand, and she was fouled hard. She's going to go to the free throw line now to shoot a couple of free throws. Kimberly Gloco to the free throw line. The foul, by the way, was on Elaine Mack. Elena. Free throw off the backboard hard, bounces around the rim and out. No good for Kimberly Gloco. She'll be shooting another free throw. Second one by Gloco is hard off the backboard. That one's no good. Rebound down to Emily Brandle. Brings it across midcourt for the rookies. Left side, Sadie Newman. The long one from the baseline. That shot up by Monica Yetchmanov is no good. Rebound down to Manicotic. Comes Gloco, drives, puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Elena Mack for Teen Cove. Pass ahead inside to Duarte. She shoots and misses. And Loco with the rebound, tries to pass it out, has it knocked out of her hand. Picked up by the King Cove rookies team. And kind of a flurry of activity there. The ball's out of bounds. And looks like it's going to belong to Vanacotic. And the Vanacotic coach, Ponta Paul, is up off the bench, wants a timeout. So the girls will gather along the sideline here for couple of minutes, short timeout, just a 20-second or 30-second timeout. Interesting calling Manicotic's game. They wear purple uniforms, purple top, purple shorts, with bright yellow numbers on their back. But in the front, they've just got a white circle, and I guess the number is on there, but you can't possibly see it. It's really small, and it's kind of a yellow on white. So unless the girls have their back to you, you really don't know who they are as far as the numbers go. King Cove actually with the ball on the inbounds pass. Long three-pointer put up there by Emily Brandle is no good, out of bounds, and it'll be King Cove ball. Excuse me, Manicotic ball. I was going to say King Cove is exerting full court man-to-man pressure. Glocko will bring it up. Kimberly Glocko, nice pass inside. Got it inside there to Andra Jordan. Tried to get it to another Manicotic player. The ball's knocked out of her hands and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Andra Jordan inbounding it. It's to Kimberly Glocko. Good ball movement here by Manicotic. A couple of girls thought about three-pointers. Finally, drive the lane. Missed, lose a handle on the ball. Taken down by Yetchmenev. Yetchmenev, I'm not sure how I'm supposed to pronounce that, but we'll get as close as we can. On the dribble, King Cove. Monica Yetchmanoff drives down the lane, loses the ball. Here comes Kimberly Glocko, drives in, lays it up, right-handed. Thought she was fouled, no call. Coming back the other way, it's Brandle. Brandle's going to drive all the way in, lay it up, and she is fouled. There's going to be 2 points for Emily Brandle. Foul is on Kiana Nick, her first foul. Once again, it's Emily Brandle to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First one is a little bit long, bounces off the back of the rim and no good. She'll get another one. 3-0 is the score, just that one three-pointer hit by Emily Brandle. That's all the scoring for the game. Her free throw is good, and so it's 4-0, and Emily has all 4 points for King Cove. And for the game, Kimberly Glocko, nice pass underneath to a Manicotic player. As soon as she turns around, I'll get her numbers, number 30, Vanessa George, for the two-pointer. So it's a 4-2 ball game. King Cove with the two-point lead. Emily Brandle inside to Duarte. Turnaround jumper around the rim, no good. Nice rebound attempted there by Sadie Newman, but she saves it, throws it right into a Manicotic player. Keisha Paul will be on the dribble here for the Lynx. Keisha holding the ball up front. Now she gets it inside. Gets it into Andra Jordan. Jordan decides not to shoot. Passes it back out front. And Manicotic is very patient. Look at ball handlers, these girls. Against a real tough defense. Putting up here man-to-man by the King Cove. There's a nice pass underneath. Jumper put up. No good. That one missed by Keisha Paul. The rebound down to Duarte. Elaine Mack had the ball inside, throws it back outside. Shot missed, and Manicotic will bring the ball down once again. Almost stolen. Manicotic with a little breakaway in the lane. Right-hander put up and gets the roll. That was put in there by Keisha Paul. Keisha with 2 points, and we're all tied up at 4 apiece. There's a long three-pointer. That one was put up there by Elena Mack. Off the rim and out of bounds, no good. And Manicotic will have the ball here with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Chance to take the lead. Manicotic gets an inbound. Andra Jordan will bring it down. gives it off now to Keisha Paul. Keisha Paul hands it off to Kyla Gloco, who's come into the game for the Link. Anacortes will run their offense here. There's a steal. Steal by Stady Newman of King Cove. Drives down, gets it to Duarte, who puts it up. No good. Rebound battle for it, taken out of there by Vanessa George. Vanessa has the ball knocked off of her leg and out of bounds, and it'll go right back to the King Cove rookie. Inbounding it here will be Sadie Newman. Got about 3:14 to go here in the first quarter. Sadie Newman. To Yesmenev, who fires up a long three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken down by Manikotic. Kyla Gloco. Gets it off to Keisha Paul. Keisha throws it on the right side. Inbound pass, kind of misplayed there, and picked up by a Manicoda player who's able to shoot, Kyla Gloco. She misses, and coming the other way are the rookies. On the dribble there was Elena Mack. Ball's knocked out of bounds by a Manicoda player, so it'll be rookies basketball. King Cove runs their offense now with 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. The game is all tied up at 4 apiece. Right side to Elena Mack. To Yetchmenev now underneath to a player who came into the game. That is Kiana Utek. Kiana Utek turns around as she gets a nice pass in the paint. She shoots and scores on a nice turnaround, and she's fouled. You can hear that slap. I've got headsets on. I'm clear up way above the floor. I can hear that slap very clearly from here. So a chance for a three-point play here for Kiana Utek. She made the basket. She'll shoot a free throw. The foul, by the way, was on Andra Jordan. Her first free throw is missed by Kiana Utek. So Manicotic will come down with a chance to tie the game or take the lead if they can get a three-pointer. It'll be Manicotic ball here. My cell phone was ringing, got a little bit distracted. Sorry about that. Manicotic will bring the ball down now. Trailing 6-4. Kyla Gloco. Manicotic runs their offense underneath. A nice shot put up by Kyla Gloco. It's no good. Comes Elena Mack, tries to pass it in. Ball is stolen away by Manicotic. Here comes Kyla Gloco again. Layup, no good. Rebound down to Elena Mack. Gets it ahead now to Sadie Newman. Newman on the dribble. King Cove working on their offense. And we're going to have a tripping foul on one of the Manicotic players, I believe. King Cove will have the ball underneath their own basket. Minute 23 to go here in the first quarter. 6-4. King Cove with the lead. Inbound pass to Duarte. Duarte, turnaround shot is no good. We have two different referees here in this ball game than we had in the first two, and they are calling a lot more fouls. Calling a lot closer than they were in the other two games. I think that first game that we did this morning, there weren't hardly four or five fouls in the entire game. We have more than that here in the first quarter. Nice shot put up and in there by Julia Duarte. Struggling with that name. Julia, I believe, is the name. Julia Duarte. One free throw was good by Duarte. Now underneath to Elena Mack. Mack tries to shoot. Three-pointer by Elena Mack. Tries again. That one's missed. We've got a whistle. Not sure what that one's about. 7-4 is the lead here for King Cove. Got a whistle, and the referee is talking to the scoreboard. I make sure everything's correct. 1 minute, 4 seconds to go here in the first quarter. King Cove will have the ball underneath their own basket. They have the lead, 7-4. And it will be Sadie Newman inbounding it. Sadie Newman gets it into Elena Mack. Down in the left corner to Newman. Newman shoots a three-pointer, no good. Nice position by Kimberly Glocko of Manicotic to pull the rebound down. Three-pointer could tie it up for Manicotic. They run their offense. Kyla Glocko with the ball. Inside, a left-handed hook is no good by Keisha Paul. But then the rebound and up and in by Vanessa George. Vanessa has 4 points, and it's a 7-6 game here with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Emily Brandle left alone. She fires up a long three-pointer, and that one missed everything and bounces out of bounds. And it'll be Manicotic ball. 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Here comes Kimberly Glocko on the drip for Manicotic. She's going to drive down the lane, puts up a kind of a wild shot, no good. Rebound down to Sadie Newman with 10 seconds, long pass, tried to get it ahead to Duarte. And Julia can't catch up with the ball, it goes out of bounds, and with 6 seconds left, Manicotic will have it. Here they come. Long pass ahead. Kimberly Glocko drives in the lane, 2 seconds, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound battle for, and the buzzer sounds, and the first quarter comes to an end. King Cove leading it 7-6. We've played one quarter. King Cove Lady Rookies leading it 7-6. We'll take a 2 minute break, and we'll be back for second quarter action.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for the coverage of the first quarter. It's live rookie basketball here on KSCP. We're going to come back with more in just a few seconds, but don't forget, tomorrow we have more action, and we're going to kick it off, I believe, at 9 a.m. tomorrow. The Lady Eagles will play. We're trying to get their score right now for how they did today. So if we can get that, we'll go ahead and announce it as soon as we can. But the Lady Eagles will play tomorrow at 9 in the morning, and that game should be on the air here with Jeff Swanson. But we're going to have the second quarter action come up here in just a second. Jeff Swanson's live at the Bristol Bay Sockeye Classic.
And the ball is being inbounded right now by Manicotic as they prepare to start the second quarter. In the alternating possessions, it's Manicotic's ball to start the quarter. And they get it inbound, but then a steal by King Cove. There's Yetsmenev running down along the baseline. She couldn't quite get a handle on the ball, and she loses it out of bounds. The pressure defense and the press by King Cove is pretty effective here. Manicotic with the ball, trying to get it up court. And a steal once again. Newman puts a shot up, misses. Now has the ball tapped out of her hand, and we're going to have a foul once again. This one's going to be on Keisha Paul of Manicotic, and it'll be King Cove's ball. They'll inbound it underneath their own basket. Duarte out to Mack. Mack shoots and misses. Rebound taken down here by Andra Jordan. Jordan gets it ahead to Vanessa George. She's on the dribble. Drives into the corner. Guarded very, very closely. Looks like Kiana Nick in the ball game, handling the ball now for the Manicotic Lynx. Tough defense by King Cove. Steal once again. A steal. This one by Yetsmenev. Gets it ahead to Newman, who lays it up and in. Sadie Newman with the steal and then the layup on the other end. And it's 9-6. 3-point lead for King Cove. Manicotic gets it ahead. Kyla Glocko. Manicotic operating once again against this really tight defense of King Cove. Down the lane. Nice drive. Shot put up by Keisha Paul. A little hard. No good. Rebound. Take away by one of the Manicotic players, number 34, that's Andra Jordan. She put up a shot, knocked out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of King Cove. About a minute and a half into the second quarter here. Anacortes has the ball underneath their own basket. So Anacortes will inbound it, begin to run their offense once again. Kimberly Glocko on the dribble. Passes it across to Andra Jordan. They try to get it inside there to Kiana Nix, stolen away by King Cove, ahead to Newman. Newman's layup is no good. Back out front to Duarte at the free throw line. Duarte is called for traveling. Julia Duarte called for the travel, and the ball will go back once again here to Manikotic. On the dribble, Deanna Nick. Ahead to Kyla Glocko. Now to Kimberly Glocko. Kimberly begins to head down the lane and is called for traveling. So it'll be King Cove ball once again. They've got a three-point lead here, 9-6, with just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Glad that all the teams for the tournament were able to make it in spite of the cold, cold winter weather and earthquakes and tsunami warnings and all that stuff. Everybody's here. Now they can settle in and just concentrate on basketball. Anacortes has the ball once again here. They trail it by three. Kimberly Glocko on the dribble. She's going to drive. Tries to put up a shot from the baseline. Gets the nice roll to fall. Kimberly Glocko, first basket. And it's 9-8. Anacortes staying real close here. Here comes Newman. Not Newman. That's Elena Mack. Duarte with the nice rebound. Right back to Mack. Mack shoots a three-pointer just around the rim and out. No good. And Monica Yetchmanev gets it to Duarte. Out front to Brandl. To Mack. Long three-pointer. No good. This time the rebound is going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Manikotic ball. On the dribble after the inbound pass. Andra Jordan. Jordan. Gets it off now to Kiana Nick. Right back to Vanessa George. George hands it off to Kimberly Glocko. Anacortes running their offense here. Glocko, nice drive down the lane, up and in. Kimberly Glocko with a nice drive in the layup. And Anacortes has the lead here. First time here on the day, I believe. The long three-pointer by Emily Brandl. No good. Now, nice jumper in there. That one was put up and in by Elena Mack of the King Cove Rookies. And that puts King Cove back in the lead by one at 11-10. Anacortes. Now trails it by 1 point. They run their offense. Kimberly Glocko on the dribble. Back out front now to Kiana Nick. Kiana Nick, now she stopped. Gets the ball across court to Andra Jordan. And ball is lost there and picked up by King Cove. Elena Mack from long range stops, pops from about a couple feet beyond the three-point line. No good. And Anacortes has the rebound. And their coach is up off the bench calling for a timeout with 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 11-10. 1 point lead here for King Cove. You do so many games, you kind of forget who's home and who's away. I have to go by the jerseys. I'm trusting that because King Cove is wearing their white uniforms, they're the home team. They're ahead 11-10. Timeout on the floor. King Cove with a definite height advantage in this ball game. It seems like they've had the ball on their end most of the time, but Anacortes, feisty gals, and they keep at it. trailing only by one. They've got the ball, a chance to take the lead here. And they're trying to break this press. Gove is relentless in the full court press. With the ball now, Keisha Paul. Keisha Paul gives it back to Loco. Loco dribbles down the right side. That's Vanessa George. Gets it inside, puts up a long shot from the right side of the free throw line. No good there for Manicotic, and the rebound is taken down by Sadie Newman. Yetchmenev shoots, misses. The rebound taken down by Duarte. Duarte puts it up, can't get it to go. So it'll be, looks like King Cove ball. Cove gets in Duarte. Duarte throws it to Monica Yetchmenev. Monica hits her ball, drop, hits her leg, and goes out of bounds. And we got a timeout again. Looks like the King Cove coach, that's Gary Lamar, called the timeout. Kind of had his players gathered around him, and the referee was kind of like, what's going on? He made the motion, well, I thought I called a timeout. So now everybody's on the same page, and there is timeout. So both teams will gather along the sideline. 2:21 to go here in the half. 11-10. Nobody scored for a little while. Pretty low scoring game. Each team has like two baskets here in the second quarter. Play is resumed. Manicotic will have the ball on the dribble. Vanessa George. And almost stolen away. Now it is stolen away. Now it's out of bounds. And the ball is going to belong to Manicotic. Both of the referees weren't quite sure who was going to get the possession there. It is Manicotic's ball. It'll be Kyla Loco. Inbounds it to Keisha Paul. Drives, gets stopped along the baseline. Nice defense there by Sadie Newman of King Cove. So Manicotic will take it back out front, reset their offense. Oh, and there's a pass right through the leg of the Manicotic player, picked up by Emily Brandel, who runs down, misses the layup. The ball's on the floor, and it's going to be a tie-up. The possession arrow is going to go to Manicotic. Play has gotten just a little bit sloppy here in the second quarter. We're going to have a substitute coming in for King Cove. Looks like Kiana Utek is going to come in, and Julia Duarte. He's going to sit down for a little while. Manicotic will inbound it, still trying to play against this press, and on the inbounds play, it's stolen away by Emily Brandel. The UTEC who shoots and misses, but that shot was partially blocked. We got a minute 30 to go here in the second quarter. Inbounds pass for King Cove. Elena Mack on the dribble. Pass into UTEC, a little over her head, and taken in there by Loco. Long pass ahead. A little bit too long. It's going to go out of bounds. No, it's saved by Manicotic. We're right into the arms of Elena Mack of King Cove. Gets it ahead to Yetchmenev from the baseline. No good. Rebound hauled out of there by Manicotic. Keisha Paul gets it ahead now to Kyla Loco. Under a minute to go here in the half. Still an 11-10 ball game. Loco. Over to Keisha Paul. Paul is going to give it away now to Vanessa George. Maybe Manicotic's going to go for one shot here. I don't know, 42 seconds. They're on the dribble. Just kind of weaving back and forth. Now Keisha Paul is going to drive. Nowhere to go with it. Hands it off to Vanessa George. And we've got a blocking foul on one of the King Cove players with 32 seconds to go here in the half. Inbounds pass by Manicotic goes right on past the girls and all the way the other way and out of bounds. Turnover by Manicotic. That's too bad. They had 32 seconds left and a chance to take the lead. But they turned the ball over, so King Cove will have it with 32 seconds left to try to broaden their one-point lead. Elena Mack will bring it down for the Rookies. She stops at the top of the key, fires up a three-pointer. It's no good, but the rebound taken in by King Cove. Now Mack on the right side to Brandel. She's open for three. Her shot is no good. Rebound by Yetchmaneff. Yetchmaneff back to Mack. Mack shoots. Her shot is no good. Rebound battle for, and it's going to be off of a Manicotic player. And it's going to belong here with just 8.5 seconds left to King Cove. Still a one-point lead for the Rookies. They inbound it. Mack. Mack for three. No good. Rebound down to Manicotic. 2 seconds. Long shot thrown up there by the Manicotic player. That was Vanessa George. Her shot is no good. And we have come to the end of the first half with King Cove leading Manicotic 11-10. Like I said, a low-scoring game. Each team scored 4 points in that second quarter. A lot of tough defense, a few turnovers, and just not much scoring at all. So King Cove leads it 11-10 here at the end of the first half. Just to let you know here for Manicotic, Kimberly Glocko had 4 points, Vanessa George had four, Keisha Paul had two. And for King Cove, Emily Brandel had four, and then two apiece for Kiana Utek, Elena Mack, Sadie Newman, and Juliana Duarte had 1 point. 11-10, King Cove lead here at the end of the first half. We'll take about an 8-minute break, and then we'll be back for the second half action here between King Cove and the Manicotic girls team.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. We will be back in about 10 minutes here on the clock. And, yeah, tight action right now between the Manicotic Lynx and the Rookies from King Cove. It's quite a defensive game so far. But here we go. We're going to play some music, but let's say thanks to our sponsors, of course, before we get into it. Thank you so much to the Aleutians Eastboro, the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, the Shumigan and King Cove Corporations, the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove and Sandpoint. We also want to say thank you to Goulds and Sons, to the Barefoot Inn in King Cove, the Chignik Lake Village, and TelAlaska and Peninsula Airways. Thank you so much for making these programs a reality. We're going to keep the music coming right now. We have a little bit of Zane really quick, and then we'll play some more Rookies coming up in about 10 minutes.
And welcome back to basketball here on KSDP. Glad to bring you some King Cove and Sandpoint basketball action from up here at Naknek in Bristol Bay. So far today, the King Cove boys and the Sandpoint boys won convincing games. I didn't hear yet for sure about how the Sandpoint girls did. Maybe Austin's already reported on that one. I'm not sure, but try to get that score for you. The ball game we're doing right now, it's the King Cove Rookies over the Manicotic Lady Lynx, 11-10 here at halftime. Seemed like King Cove really had the control of the game in a big way, but it just doesn't show up on the scoreboard right now. They were giving fits to Manicotic as far as their press goes, trying to get the ball down court. King Cove has the ball to begin the second half, and we are underway. King Cove runs their offense. Emily Brandel. There's a long one put up by Yetchmaneff. It's no good. The ball's on the floor, and it's going to be off the hands of a Manicotic player. King Cove will have the ball again. Inbounding it here will be Sadie Newman. Sadie gets it into Duarte, puts the ball on the ground. Puts a shot up, no good. Gives it back out to Mack. Mack shoots and misses. Duarte on the rebound, way back out front to Brandel. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Duarte. They're going to call Duarte for 3 seconds in the lane. If I say that name right, Julia Duarte, she is a great rebounder. She's getting all the balls underneath there. There's a long length of the court pass by Manicotic, and it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of King Cove, so Manicotic will have the ball underneath their own basket. It'll be Kimberly Glocko. It's inbounded. Chance for the Manicotic Lynx to take the lead. There's a nice pass to Glocko. Glocko hands it off to a cutting player. Let's see the number there. Number two, that's Kiana Nick, and she puts it up and in her first basket, and Manicotic has the lead, 12-11. Duarte at the free throw line. Nice ball movement on the right side. On the right side shot put up by Emily Brandel. She misses it, but the putback is up and in there by Duarte. So back to the King Cove lead by one, 13-12. This one's going back and forth now. On the dribble here from Anacostia, Keisha Paul. Right side, Loco. Out front, it's Kimberly Gloco. Guarded there by Yetchmenev. Drives in, lays it up. No good. Just falls off the rim. No good. Rebound down here to Sadie Newman. King Cove with a chance now to extend their lead. Excuse me. A little catch in my throat there. King Cove misses a shot. Now it'll be Manakotic with the ball. 13-12. King Cove with the lead. Anacostia has the ball on the dribble there. Vanessa George, she's fouled. Looks like the foul is going to be on number 14. That's Emily Brandel, her second foul of the ball game. And now it'll be Manicotic's ball. Kimberly Gloco on the drive into the lane. Find yourself all... stopped up there. Has to throw it back outside. She runs back out to the top of the key. Gets the ball again. Manicotic looking to get the lead. Kimberly Gloco drives down the left side. Puts up a little runner. Gets that one to fall. Nice shot, Kimberly Gloco. She's got 6 points. And Manicotic back into the lead, 14-13. It'll be Emily Brandel on the dribble out front. Inside to Duarte. Drives down the left baseline. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebound, battle for, and finally Duarte comes out of there with it. She's always either getting the rebound or in the middle of it, underneath the basket there. There's a nice pass to Yetchmenev. She drives the lane, shoots and misses. We're going to have a pushing foul. That one's going to be on Kiana Nick. She tried to get Duarte out of there, but Duarte not going to be moved. So a foul on Kiana Nick. On the inbound pass, it's stolen away here by Manicotic. Here comes Nick. Ooh, and one of the Elena Mack went to the floor hard there, but she's up and right back in the action for King Cove, Kimberly Gloco. Now Manicotic has the ball and the lead. Gloco drives the free throw line. Passes it over now to Vanessa George. Vanessa George gives it off to Andra Jordan. And we've got another foul. So it'll be Manicotic ball out of bounds. They've got the one-point lead now. Manicotic does, 14-13. Substitute comes in, number 5, Christine Eichley for King Cove. Manicotic gets the ball inbounds, and they're going to say it was off of a Manicotic player. Out of bounds, and King Cove will have the ball. It'll be Sadie Newman throwing it in to Elena Mack. Elena Mack down the corner. Whoa, nice. Emily Brandel put up a long shot. Nicely blocked. Got a rise from some of the fans that are here, mostly players from the other team. King Cove with the ball. Mack for three. That one is good. The three-pointer by Elena Mack. She's got 5, and it's a two-point lead, 16-14 for King Cove. King Cove had not been shooting well here in the second half, but that changes with a nice three-pointer by Elena Mack. Got a blocking foul on one of the King Cove players. That's going to be Yetchmenev. Monica Yetchmenev. Inbound pass by Manicotic, and the ball goes across the court and out of bounds. And it'll be King Cove with the two-point lead now and the ball. 4:14 to go here in the third quarter. Inbound pass comes to Elena Mack, just hit the three-pointer a few minutes ago. Cross court to Sadie Newman. There's a long three-pointer. That one's put up and in by Sadie Newman. She's got 5 points. And now it's a 19-14 lead. King Cove stretches out here to a 5-point lead. And there's a steal by Sadie Newman. Going to take it all the way the other way. Lays it up and in. Sadie Newman suddenly has 7 points, and it's a 7-point lead. Now Manicotic working against that press. Comes Keisha Paul. Gives it off to Andre Jordan. Back to Paul. Little jumper along the right baseline. No good. King Cove will bring it the other way as they get the rebound. Three-pointer. No good. A couple of offensive rebounds by Sadie Newman. She can't get it to fall either time, and it'll be out of bounds to King Cove. It was Elena Mack, by the way, with that long three-pointer that was no good. And then Sadie Paul missed a couple of putback opportunities. And it'll be King Cove ball underneath their own basket. Sadie Newman inbounds it. Emily Brandle shoots, misses. Rebound battle for, now taken away there by Manicotic. It'll be Andre Jordan breaking it up for the link. Andre Jordan to Kimberly Glocko. Guarded closely out there by Christine Eichley. Little left-handed hook shot put up by Kiana Nick for Manicotic is no good. Here's Duarte on the runout. She needs to take it all the way, lay it up, and gets it to fall. And Julia Duarte has 5 points. And it's 23-14, now a 9-point lead for King Cove. Kyla Glocko hangs on to it for Manicotic. Gets it away to Kimberly Glocko. Kiana Nick on the dribble. Kimberly Glocko. .214 to go here in the third quarter. It'll be Manicotic ball out of bounds after that one was slapped away there by a King Cove player. Into the ball game here is Kiana Utek for the King Cove rookies. Kiana Nick. Out front, she's going to be fouled by Elena Mack. King Cove very aggressive in their defense. On the inbound pass, the ball is lost. Finally picked up by Manicotic. Tough defense here by King Cove. Ball's lost out of bounds by the Manicotic player. And it'll be King Cove ball once again. 2:03 to go here in the third quarter. Inbound pass, Elena Mack. She's got it out front. Passes left side to Emily Brandle. Corner to Mack. Elena Mack, three-pointer. No good. Rebound taken down there by Christine Eichley. Shoots and misses. Not sure what the call is there, but it's Manicotic ball. 23-14, 9-point lead. For the King Cove rookies, and we're going to have timeout on the floor as Coach Anta Paul for the Manicotic Lynx calls his players to the sideline. 1:46 to go here in the third quarter. King Cove leading at 23-14. King Cove and Sandpoint teams will all be done for the day here after this game is over. They've played every one of the games so far here in the tournament, but now this evening then we go to Dillingham and Bristol Bay and New Halen and so on. Some of those teams getting in action. And the Dillingham girls playing the Diamond JV team from Diamond High School in Anchorage. Manicotic will inbound it here after the timeout. Inbound pass comes to Kimberly Glocko. Drives right through two King Cove players, and there's a steal. Two girls hit the ground hard. They're both up and stretching out their arms and legs. Sure it's still working. And the ball went out of bounds, and it belongs to King Cove this time. Inbounds pass to Elena Mack, who shoots up a three-pointer from the deep right corner, and that one is good. And Elena Mack has 8 points in the ball game. And it's now a 12-point lead, 26-14. And a Kotick inbounds it once again. There's a reach-in foul by Monica Yetchmenes. Foul on Yetchmenes. That's her third. And Savannah Kotick will inbound it. Comes into Kimberly Glocko. She drives all the way, steps around the defender, plays it up. No good. Rebound down to Elena Mack. Long pass ahead. That's going to be off of King Cove's players. Savannah Kotick will have the ball now with 1:17 to go here in the third quarter. Savannah Kotick will inbound it. Long pass ahead to Glocko. Ball's on the floor. Battle four, and we're going to have a pushing foul. It's going to be on one of the King Cove players. Emily Brandle whistled for that foul. That's her third foul on Emily Brandle. Inbounds pass comes to Manicota. Three-pointer put up there by Vanessa George is no good. Elena Mack brings it down. Three-pointer, no good. Sadie Newman shoots. Her shot blocked. Picked up way outside there by Emily Brandle. She shoots a three-pointer. It's no good. She's missed the shot there. It's on the rebound. It's scrambled for. A jump ball or a tie-up is called as the possession arrow goes to King Cove here. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Emily Brandle inbounds to Elena Mack. Elena Mack dribbles around the defender, fires up a three-pointer, no good. Rebound down by Andre Jordan of Manicota. Under 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And now a steal by Sadie Newman. No foul called. She takes it, lays it up, misses it, but she's fouled. And so the foul is going to be on. Sadie Newman's going to go to the free throw line. Looks like the foul was on Kyla Loco, her first in the ballgame. Twenty-six-14, still a 12-point lead here for King Cove. And it'll be Sadie Newman going to the free throw line to shoot a couple. First free throw off the back iron, no good. She'll shoot another one. That one is good. Sadie Newman has 8 points in the ball game, tied for high scorer there with Elena Mack. Manicota brings it down now, 23 seconds. Kiana Nick on the dribble. Now on the drive, nice little running shot put up by Manicota, no good. Emily Brandle comes the other way, passes it back out to Yetchmenev, who puts it up and in. Nice little jump shot by Monica Yetchmenev. And we're just about to the end of the third quarter. Yetchmenev's first two of the ballgame there just a moment ago. The buzzer sounds, and we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score 29 now to 14, 15-point lead for King Cove. We'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll be back for the final quarter of this game between King Cove Lady Rookies and the Manicota Lady Lynx.
All right, 1 minute on the clock, and it sounds like King Cove is getting their groove back on, which is great to hear as they take the lead and start to lengthen it quite a bit. We're going to have more basketball tomorrow, so make sure you don't go far. I'm trying to pull up the games right now to let you know when our first game is going to be, but I'm pretty sure it's at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and it's going to be the Lady Eagles kicking things off. So make sure you don't go far. We're going to have lots of basketball throughout this entire weekend. Stay tuned. We'll post up the new games and the schedule for tomorrow, and we'll try to have all the scores. I'm trying to find the scores right now for the Lady Eagles and how they did. I'm sure they did well, but I'm looking forward to find out. And if you know the score for that Lady Eagles game, please let us know. We'd love to hear that. All right, we've got the exciting fourth quarter action coming up here in just a minute. Jeff Swanson's going to take us to the end of this game. We'll find out who's going to walk away with the W and if the Lucians Eastboro can win all three games that we've played so far today. All right, Jeff, it's all yours.
And the fourth quarter is underway now. Manicotic has the ball. They trail it by 15. Just noticing here in the third quarter, the scoring was 18-4 in favor of King Cove. So they had a big, big third quarter. Manicotic had the ball to start the fourth quarter here. They lost it on their end. Coming back the other way, Elena Mack is going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Elena already has 8 points in the ballgame. She'll shoot two here. That was the fourth foul, by the way, on Keisha Paul, key player for Manicotic. So she's got some real foul trouble. First free throw by Elena Mack is good. She's got 9 points in the game. And we're going to have timeout on the floor. Got a substitute coming in. Elena Mack sat down and into the ball game is Patricia Glocko. Sounds like I'm saying Glocko a lot. That's because there's Kimberly Glocko, Kyla Glocko, Patricia Glocko. Common name there in Manicotic, especially for girls basketball players. Four fouls there, by the way, I mentioned on Keisha Paul. So Patricia Glocko into the ballgame. Both teams were on the sideline here for a timeout, about ready to get back underway, and it'll be Elena Mack shooting second free throw. Elena has 9 points to lead all scorers in this ballgame at this point. Good ball handler. She just with ease dribbles the ball between her legs and behind her back. And, showing herself to be a good shooter. She does again, and she makes her second free throw. She's got 10 points, and the lead is now 17. Full length of the court pass stolen away by Sadie Newman. She was on her knees trying to get rid of the ball. They call it for traveling. So it'll be Manicotic ball once again. Patricia Glocko inbounds it. Long three-pointer off the backboard. No good. That was by Kimberly Glocko. Ball's on the floor. Elena Mack. Now Mack gets it back. She's going to bring it quickly the other way. Right side to Sadie Newman for three and nothing but net. Sadie Newman has 11. Now she's the leading scorer in the ball game. And it's a 34-14 game, 20-point lead now for King Cove. They have really turned it on here in the second half. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. Kiana Nick on the dribble has the ball stolen away by Sadie Newman. She's going to bring it the other way. She stops, gives it to Mack, three-pointer off the rim, no good. And Duarte. Got the rebound, was going to put it back in. There was a collision underneath the basket. We've got a girl on the floor holding her head. That's Monica Yetchmenev. She's all right. Going to stay in the ballgame, but it will be King Cove ball. Inbounds pass comes from Newman to Elena Mack, who lays it right up and in from about 5 feet away. Her 11th and 12th points of the ballgame. King Cove just keeps expanding the lead, now out to 22-point lead, 36-14. This was a one-point game at halftime, and here we are early in the fourth quarter, and it's a 22-point lead. So King Cove has really exerted their influence here in the second half. Kiana Nick gives it off to Kimberly Glocko. She's going to drive down the lane, and there's a foul. Kimberly Glocko tried to drive down the lane. She got the pass away there to Patricia Glocko, but or anything else could happen. There's a foul call. That was the seventh team foul, I guess, on King Cove. So it's going to put Kimberly Glocko to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. And the free throw off the backboard is good. Bounce that one straight off the backboard and in. Kimberly Glocko, she's got 7 points in the ballgame, about half of her team's total. She makes this one, it'll be exactly half of the team's total. Her shot is no good. The rebound down to Elena Mack. Elena, fast on the dribble, goes to her left hand. A little collision at midcourt, no call. Sadie Newman for three, no good. Rebound taken down by Vanessa George. Vanessa George dribbles down the right side. Now she's going to bring it back out front. Now she's going to try the right side. Takes the baseline, gets all the way, loses the handle on the ball, picks it back up. Patricia Glocko shoots and gets it to fall. Patricia Glocko, she's excited. She throws her fist in the air. Got a big smile on her face. 36-17. King Cove with the 19-point lead. Elena Mack for three. Nothing but net. Elena Mack now has 15 points in the ball game. Here comes King Cove, or Manicotic, as they break the press with a couple of long passes. The shot, kind of a wild shot put up by Vanessa George. No good. Here comes Elena Mack once again. A little hesitation. And they're going to call her for carrying the ball. She made a little hesitation move and then kept on going, but in the process carried the ball. So the referees whistle her for that. Turnover on King Cove, and it'll be Manicotic ball now. 5:09 to go in the ball game. Vanessa George on the right side. She's kind of trapped. Now the ball stolen by Sadie Newman. She takes it all the way in, shoots it. She's going to be fouled. She's going to shoot two. That foul looks like it was on Keisha Paul. That might be her fifth foul. I believe that it is. She is fouled out of the game. Keisha Paul's done. Coming back into the game is going to be Patricia Glocko. So we're under 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. King Cove has pulled away in this one. They're up 39-17, 22-point lead. Couple of free throws for Newman. First one's good. Sadie Newman with 12 points. Another free throw to come here for Sadie Newman. Up and good. Good free throw shooter. She's got 13 points in the ballgame. 41-17 now. There's a nice drive down the lane for Manicotic. Glocko dribbles behind the back, stops. Puts up a little jump shot off the backboard and in. Kimberly Glocko, she's got 9 points in the game. Comes Elena Mack, pass underneath to Newman. Newman, little four-footer, no good. Gets her own rebound. Passes it out to Duarte, over to Mack. Steps behind the three-point line. Fired up a three-pointer. It was no good, but she was whistled for traveling even before that. That step back to get behind the three-point line was called for traveling. So it'll be Manicotic ball. Manicotic. Kimberly Glocko with the ball, dribbling out front. Guarded closely by Sadie Newman. Gets it back outside to Kiana Nick. About halfway through the fourth quarter here. King Cove comfortably in control of the ball game. Andra Jordan tries to get it over to Patricia Glocko. Stolen away there by Yetchmenev. She lost it out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of a Manicotic player. So we got a timeout call. Full timeout on the sideline here for Manicotic. Once again, we're here at the Sockeye Classic annual tournament that's been held at Bristol Bay for many years, 23rd annual. Here it kind of goes back and forth between Dillingham and Naknek. Naknek's year to host the tournament. Leknigik, New Halen, King Cove, New Studiohawk, Port Allsworth, Sandpoint, Bristol Bay, Dillingham. All those teams are present here for the tournament, so a lot of students, a lot of basketball. I think I mentioned the games are all set up on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Saturday they're going to choose who gets to play who. The coaches will get together and pair up who's going to play each other there on Saturday and at what times and so on. So stay tuned to hear of what other games are going to be going on and games that you can listen to here over the weekend. 4:04 to go here in the game. And Manicotic will have the ball. They trail it 41-19 now. King Cove with a comfortable 22-point lead. The bounce pass comes to Kimberly Glocko. Kimberly dribbles behind the back, drives down the lane, gets it to Agia Ichuk, who shoots and misses. Now the rebound taken down by King Cove. Here comes Elena Mack. She'll dribble it back out front, gets it inside to Duarte, back out to Emily Brandel, long one up, no good. Duarte with the rebound, she puts it back up and in, but she's called for traveling. So the ball will go back now to Vanacotic with 3:30 to go here in the ballgame. Inbounds pass comes once again to Kimberly Glocko. She's the point guard. She handles the ball a lot. Does a great job of that for Vanacotic. Dribbles to the right side. Now crossover. Now she goes down the lane, splits two defenders, puts up a shot, and no good, but she's going to be fouled. She will be shooting two. Kimberly Glocko, a couple more free throws. She has a tendency to use the backboard. That one kind of hit on that back flat part of the iron behind the rim. So her strategy looks like is to bank them in, but that one didn't get quite far enough. That one is nothing but net. Nice shot there by Kimberly Glocko. She's got 10 points in the game, and it's 41-20. Long pass ahead to Duarte for King Cove. She gets it to Yetchmanef, who drives in and puts it up and in. Monica Yetchmanef is good. 43-20. 23-point lead. Vanacotic now will bring it down with 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Comes Glocko down the lane. Shot up. No good. Another foul. Well, I mentioned earlier in the game there, not too many fouls in the first couple games. And we switched refereeing teams. And we've had a lot of fouls in this ballgame. A lot of traveling calls. And an awful lot of fouls. Kimberly Glocko to the free throw line once again. She misses the first one. We have a substitute coming in. Looks like Kyla Glocko is sitting down and coming into the ballgame is Brenna Nick. Might be the first time Brenna has been in the ballgame. Kimberly Glocko's second free throw is no good. Rebound down to Elena Mack. Gets it ahead to Emily Brandel. Drives in, throws it off to Yetchmanef, who shoots and hits. And we've got a whistle, pushing foul underneath. I believe that was on Duarte, but they're going to count the basket. So that's Yetchmanef, I believe it was, the main basket. The foul was on Duarte. Surprisingly, that's her first foul because she's been underneath the basket, mixing it up, but she's just tall and gets the rebound, doesn't have to foul to do it. Ball knocked out of bounds as Manicotic tries to bring it up court. It will stay in the possession here of Manicotic. Kimberly Glocko to throw it inbound. Knocked out of bounds there by Elena Mack. Inbounds pass almost stolen away here by Sadie Newman. Glocko manages to hang on to it. She'll bring it down, drives down the lane, splits two defenders again, loses a handle on the ball, taken away here by Emily Brandel. Emily drives all the way down, passes it off to Duarte. Left-handed shot from the right baseline is good. Julia Duarte, she's got 7 points in the game. 27-point lead for King Cove. Vanacotic. Vanacotic has the ball. That was Patricia Glocko. She was crowded by a couple of girls, and she let out a little scream and a smile, and even her own coach got a kick out of that. Substitute coming in. Yetchmanef out of the ball game, and into the ball game is Christine Eichley for King Cove. Emily Brandel gets the inbounds pass after the turnover there by Patricia Glocko. Now we're going to have a foul on Kimberly Glocko. So it'll be King Cove ball with 2:05 to go in the game. Emily Brandel will inbound it. Gets it to Elena Mack. Elena Mack, top of the key, over to Brandel. Looks like UTEC is getting ready to check back into the game. A drive down the lane. We got a traveling call. Looks like that one. Maybe that was on Duarte. She's going to sit down. Coming back into the game is Kiana UTEC. King Cove is still pressing full court. I'm not sure why they would do that. They're ahead 27 points with only a minute 50 to go. But they're pressuring full court. Comes a long pass in, stolen away by King Cove. There's George from the baseline, up and good. Excuse me, Sadie Newman with that two-pointer. She's got 15. Long pass ahead to Agia Ichuk. She loses the ball out of bounds, and it'll be King Cove ball once again. 49-20. King Cove with the big lead. Now they've got the ball after that turnover. King Cove will bring it down. Elena Mack dribbles on the right side. Gets it inside to number 13, who's come into the ball game. That is Rayetta Kuzakan. There was a basket made by King Cove there. I was looking down to see the name of number 13, Rayetta Kuzakan. Basket was made, but it's whistled off because there was three-second call on King Cove, so Manicouagan has the ball. Kuzakan steals the inbounds pass, drives into the lane, puts up a shot. A little bit long, no good. Rebound down to Manicouagan. Long pass ahead to Brenna Nick. Brenna put up a shot, no good. Here comes a pass ahead for King Cove. Stepping out of bounds there is Christine Eichley. So it'll be Manicouagan ball. Minute 5 to go now in the ball game. On the inbounds pass for Manicouagan, almost stolen away. Now they have it. Stolen back by King Cove. Elena Mack over to Sadie George. Sadie George for three. No good. Rebound put back up and in by Rayetta Kuzakan. Kuzakan, maybe is how you pronounce that. On the way back down here for Manicouagan, ball stolen away by Elena Mack. Elena Mack drives just inside the free throw line. Little jump shot up and good. She's got 17. Now the inbounds pass for Manicouagan. 32 seconds to go here in the ball game. 53-20. This has become a 33-point lead for King Cove. There's a long jumper put up by Manicouagan. No good. Rebound almost put back up and in by Andre Jordan. Now King Cove will come the other way. And we're going to have a traveling call on Christine Eichley. Lost a handle on the ball and tried to set her pivot foot, but kind of drug it out. So Manicouagan will inbound it here after that turnover with only 11 seconds to go. Manicouagan gets the ball in off the hands of one of the Manicouagan players, and it'll be King Cove ball. Elena Mack gets it now to Kuzakan. Back to Elena Mack. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and they're going to whistle. Let the buzzer sound, and the game comes to an end. 53-20. Is the final score. King Cove Lady Rookies with a convincing win over the Manicouagan Lady Lynx. 53-20, once again, is your final. Quick rundown of the scoring. King Cove Rookies were led by Elena Mack with 17. Sadie Newman had 15. Julia Duarte had 7. Monica Yetchmenev had 6. Emily Brandel with 4. Kiana Utek with 2. And Rayetta Uzakin had 2. Christine Eichley played, did a good job. Manicouagan Lynx led in scoring by Kimberly Glocko with 10. Vanessa George had 4. Kiana Nick with 2. Keisha Paul with 2. And Patricia Glocko with 2. Nice win for the King Cove Lady Rookies. They'll be in action once again tomorrow. Stay tuned to KSDP to let you know when those games will be. So thanks for listening to basketball here on KSDP. We'll send it back to the studio.